You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The world of artificial intelligence has seen many winners and losers, and the team at Merchant West have been keeping an eye on these. The conversation you're about to listen to was had with my colleague Dudu Zile Ramela. While I was away, the team at Merchant West had some important thoughts to share around the biggest winners and losers in the world of AI.
Merchants by trade, explorers at heart. Go beyond with Merchant West. The global economy is facing challenges but has fared much better than anticipated in the face of one shock after another. Capital markets are seeing accelerated momentum, more so in global markets where there is an exponential AI capex boom and all-time returns in other sectors. The speed and momentum is reshaping how equity markets move, with assets showing an increased rate of price change over time. Neil Wurgwerf is an equity analyst with Merchant West Investments. He joins us now to see how we can find quality companies in a momentum-driven world. Thank you very much for your time this evening. How are you advising your clients, at least, on understanding and managing the momentum investing?
Yeah, so we view it from a different lens. So to separate the words momentum and quality, momentum definitely tells you what's currently popular within the market environment at the moment, but quality actually tells you what's durable. And those are two fundamentally different questions. And from our side, we believe that the market keeps actually confusing those two.
So you contend that the crowd pays for what's moving this quarter and underappreciates businesses that compound quietly for a decade. Can you expand on that for us?
Yeah, so from our perspective, we believe that the market is actually very good at pricing in the next quarter and adjusting to the estimates from analysts when companies do actually release quarterly results. But we believe that where quality is the differentiator is that they're actually terrible at pricing the next decade. So we believe that gap to be the opportunity.
The hot topic right now, of course, artificial intelligence. When you look at the capex boom right now, there's going to be a lot of winners and losers. How do you see separation, right, where you're separating the AI losers and winners?
Yeah, so it's very important to put those into various different buckets. So we currently contend with three different buckets at the moment. So we've got the AI losers, the AI winners, and then there's just that too hard pile where the mental return on effort is quite difficult to actually get a fundamental answer about where the winners and losers could actually fit in.
Help us understand the AI supply chain if we take a step back.
Yeah, so we've seen the hyperscalers come out with these extraordinary large amounts of money that they are being spent across all the data centers in the US. So these are impacting a lot of different companies at the moment, such as the equipment manufacturers. And then you can think of the likes of the fabs, so TSMC as well as ASML. And that's where we currently are finding the opportunities in the quality buckets in the AI supply chain.
So if you can expand on that, please, for us, because finding quality companies in this world driven by momentum can sometimes be tricky.
Yeah, and that's fully agree with you. Define a quality company is that where if you gave it another rand or dollar for that matter to invest, it earns far more than a cost to actually raise that rand. And it's really the durability of that which matters. And if they can do that for an extended period of time, you'll really start to see that coming through in the durability of the moat of the business, as well as the return on capital that the business is able to produce through the cycle.
What do you say to those who predict the market, if you will, or predict the next move on the market? What's the advice there? Is that a prudent move?
No, I would strongly against that. Forecasts are exactly that. They're a forecast. And market commentators love to just create noise around the create noise around different figures and forecasts within the market. So we prefer to sort of separate the numbers from the narrative, and that ultimately plays into the strength in quality investing.
So Neil, a good story at any price is not an investment. Is it a subscription in other people's optimism?
No, exactly. And that's just how we view it. Ultimately, we bottom-up fundamental investors. So the price we pay for an asset has to matter down the line, because you're ultimately getting entitled to that stream of cash flows. So we're very sensitive to when momentum dominates the market, as well as just trying to read through the actual storylines and feel like if it's actually impacting the underlying fundamental qualities of the business, and if that intrinsic value is ultimately compounding over time.
Neil Wurgwerf is an equity analyst with Merchant West Investments. Thank you very much, Neil. Brought to you by Merchant West, where ambition becomes reality. If you're still paying rent on your business premises, you're investing in your landlord, not your business. Merchant West offers commercial property finance with up to 100% loan to value. So instead of paying rent, you're building equity in your own asset. For fast approvals and specialists who understand your business, go beyond. Visit merchantwest.co.za.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.